Welcome back to the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We've got approximately another 53 minutes of fine modern mainstream straight-ahead modern jazz for you, so we hope you'll stick around. We're going to continue to highlight the alto sax artistry of Bud Shank on Pacific Jazz Records. Pacific Jazz recorded Bud Shank rather frequently between 1956 and 1961, and then there's studios in L.A. But Pacific Jazz was a great independent label at that time. It was turning out great modern West Coast jazz. On this particular track, we've got, besides Bud Shank on reeds, they bring in the great Carmel Jones on piano, on trumpet, Dennis Budmer on guitar, Gary Peacock on trombone or bass, Mel Lewis on drums. This is a little thing called New Groove, written by Bud Shank. Thank you. was our Spotlight Artist of the Week, alto sax man Bud Shank. And on that particular track, he brought into the studio with him Carmel Jones on trumpet, fine trumpet player, Dennis Budmire on guitar, Gary Peacock on bass, and Mel Lewis on drums. That's a little composition written by Bud Shank called A New Groove. That was cut in the World Pacific Studios in May of 61. World Pacific was an affiliate of Pacific Jazz recording, so I was not out of place including this World Pacific track on my Pacific Jazz salute to Bud Shank. Now, let's hear what's up next, Al.
Next, we'll hear from a quintet led by Count Basie. This was included on an anthology on the Columbia label in 1972, a two-LP set entitled Super Chief. This particular number was originally recorded in 1937 on the Vocalion label, and the name of the group at the time was Jones Smith Incorporated. Well, that was a dodge because Basie had just signed a contract with Decca. So the name of the group was an effort to avoid legal difficulties. This particular recording features lots of classic Count Basie piano and lots of Lester Young's tenor sax, and in addition to Carl Smith on trumpet. And they're backed by Walter Page on bass and Joe Jones on drums. They're going to do a Sammy Kahn, Saul Chaplin tune entitled Shoeshine Boy. Shoeshine Boy, brought to you by a quintet led by Count Basie on piano, Carl Smith on trumpet, Lester Young on tenor, Walter Page on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. That was included in a two-LP set released on the Columbia label in 1972 entitled Count Basie Super Chief.
Now we're going to turn to Bud Shank in the Pacific Jazz Studios in January of 1956. That's some of the earliest recordings he did on the Pacific Jazz label. And here he brings in his favorite piano man, Claude Williamson, along with Don Prell on bass and Chuck Flores on drums. And this is a tune that goes clear back to the 30s. I think it was probably Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers did it in one of their famous films. Anyway, it's a little swinger called Carioca. was a sprightly little item, going clear back to the 30s, updated the modern version on alto sax by Bud Schenk on a Pacific Jazz label called Carioca, with a really nice rhythm section behind him. So what's up next, Al?
Next we'll hear from a sextet led by drummer Dave Bailey. It's from an epic LP entitled One Foot in the Gutter, and it features Dave on drums along with Curtis Fuller on trombone, Clark Terry on flugelhorn, Junior Cook on tenor sax, Horace Parlin on piano, and Peck Morrison on bass. This is a tune written by Clark Terry, and it's a title tune from the LP entitled One Foot in the Gutter.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, now we'd like to play a Clark Terry original. It's a blues entitled, a bluesy type tune, rather, entitled One Foot in the Gutter.
Thank you.
And that was One Foot in the Gutter, a tune written by Clark Terry and featuring Dave Bailey on drums, Curtis Fuller on trombone, and Clark on flugelhorn, Junior Cook on tenor sax, Horace Parlin on piano, and Peck Morrison on bass. That was from an LP with the same name on the Epic label released in 1960.
Now we find our spotlight artist, Bud Schenk, alto sax man and flautist, in Johannesburg, South Africa, in April of 1958, was released on a Pacific Jazz label. And it's a long way from the West Coast, but they recorded it and released on Pacific Jazz. And also have Claude Williamson on piano, Don Prell on bass, and Jimmy Pratt now is on drums. And he dips down into the Duke Ellington songbook one more time, and he does Just Squeeze Me. I think we heard Bud Schenk on Float on this track. Thank you. the Duke Ellington songbook, find a flute solo there by our highlighter, Spud Schenk, backed up by Claude Williamson on piano, Don Prell on bass, Jimmy Pratt on drums. What's next on your playlist, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from Vibus Dave Pike, and it's from a Riverside LP entitled It's Time for Dave Pike. And it features Dave on vibes, Barry Harris on piano, Reggie Workman on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. The tune I'm going to do is a classic written by Tad Dameron entitled Hot House. And that was Tad Dameron's tune entitled Hot House, brought to you there by Dave Pike on vibes, Barry Harris on piano, Reggie Workman on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. That was from a Riverside LP released in 1961 entitled It's Time for Dave Pike.
Now our highlight artist of the week, Bud Schenk. I think he may be on tenor sax on this particular track rather than alto sax. Dips into the songbook of Jerome Kern and does All the Things You Are. And he's got the usual rhythm section of Claude Williamson on piano, Don Proe on bass, Chuck Flores on drums. This is cut in L.A. on the Pacific Jazz label in November 1957. Let's listen to All the Things You Are. was the tenor sax stylings of Bud Shank, our highlight artist of the week, doing Jerome Kern's All the Things You Are, and he traded four-bar solos with a great drummer on that track, Chuck Flores. Well, you've been listening to Feeling of Jazz on lakeshorepublicradio.org, and we're here every Sunday night for 2 hours of the finest in mainstream jazz. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday night when Dr. Corns and I will be back with some more swinging sounds. So how are we going to close out the show tonight, Al?
Well, Dexter Gordon's up next. This number is from a Columbia LP entitled Sophisticated Giant. And this is a pretty large group. It features Dexter on tenor sax, Frank West on alto sax, Woody Shaw and Benny Bailey on trumpets, Slide Hampton and Wayne Andre on trombones, Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, George Cables on piano, Rufus Reed on bass, and Victor Lewis on drums. They're going to do Lionel Hampton's tune entitled Red Top.